What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game in the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer all over Atlanta, all over Georgia, all over the Southeast, all over the United States, all over this hemisphere. And we're going to get into some South American action as we go tonight. All over Europe, all over Asia, all over Africa. We talk soccer everywhere. It's what we do on AST. And on the shows like this one that start after 11 o'clock, it kind of has that soccer pirate radio feel to it. Kind of in a week like this, too, it has a little bit of that maybe randomness to it. We're in a weird spot in the calendar if you're a soccer fan right now in Atlanta, GA. Atlanta United is probably not going to make the playoffs, although moves have been made that have kind of set you up for what 2026 could look like. We're going to get into that because the summer transfer window in Major League Soccer closes on Thursday. So we'll get you caught on what's going on around the league, but also what Atlanta United has done so far. Chris Henderson's going to speak to the media on Friday. We'll have that for you on Friday on the SDH Network. We'll have clips from that on Sunday when Atlanta United hosts Toronto at the Benz. It's a Sunday afternoon kickoff, a little bit different one for you there. And the Unified team is playing afterwards, so make a full Sunday of it at the Benz. I want to get into the summer transfer window, but like I was saying, this is kind of a weird spot with Atlanta United not looking like a playoff team. You know, you hate to be playing out the string this early, but it's looking that way, especially after the 3-1 loss in Colorado over the weekend where it was an even first 45. Maybe Atlanta was slightly better. I mean, it's debatable. I didn't think they were bad. I didn't think they were worse by any stretch, but maybe not demonstrably better. And then they weren't able to maintain that in the second half. Mistakes end up costing you that match. Colorado is a good team, and they're trying to get better, actually. That's going to be one of the big talking points tonight. I also want to get into, before we get into the 3-4-3 in the last segment, I want to get into the U.S. men's national team a little bit. And this kind of ties into the opening segment, which we're going to talk about the MLS summer transfer window. Kind of goes a step further when we're talking the U.S. men's national team, because you're seeing some players in the national team pool move or possibly move or try to move. And there's some guys who need to move. And we're going to get into all of that as we go tonight on AST. But let's start with the Major League Soccer summer transfer window. Now, it shuts on Thursday. You've already seen some huge deals for the league. Three top veteran players in Sun Heung-min to LAFC, Thomas Muller to Vancouver Whitecaps, and Rodrigo De Paul to Inter Miami. These are three huge moves, and Mueller's a little bit of a special case. He's absolutely a global superstar. He had only played ever for Bayern Munich. He is closer to the end of his career than Son and Rodrigo De Paul. But he's still got something to give, as we've seen, as we saw in the Club World Cup this past summer with Bayern. People will craft narratives about these three kinds of signings, but they're all very important in their own ways. Major League Soccer is a unique league in the world. It is a league where you have the greatest player to ever play the game in Lionel Messi currently playing. You have now Son Heung-min, who might be the most commercially influential signing since Messi, and maybe going to push Messi in that regard in terms of selling jerseys, in terms of tickets being sold, all those kinds of things. I mean, ticket prices have surged from $300 up to $1,500. His jerseys are outselling Messi right now. They're outselling Cristiano Ronaldo. They're outselling LeBron James. They're outselling everybody. There was one metric being thrown around that it was the highest selling jersey of any sport, of any team in the world in the week after his signing. Yeah, that's why it's a big deal. So don't give me retirement league nonsense about it. Yeah, the transfer fee was estimated at $27 million, which beat Emmanuel Latte-Lotte's sale or acquisition of $22 million. It's going to be worth it off the field. Is it going to be worth it on the field for LAFC? I think so, but LAFC's also backed up that signing with another one that I think is huge in Mathieu Chouanier, coming back to the league from Montreal. I don't hear the Canadian men's national team people yelling and screaming about a player coming back from Europe where they weren't getting enough playing time. Chouanier can be a really big addition for LAFC. And if he can find footing with Sonny, that attack with Denny Boanga is going to be lethal. Mueller is another one that is a big deal. You're going to sell a lot of Vancouver Whitecaps jerseys for him. You're going to get a lot of people who are going to know who the Vancouver Whitecaps are because of a move like this. I think it's a huge move for Vancouver. I think it's a huge move for the league. DePaul, we've talked about, we've seen him on the field already a decent bit. He's one of Lionel Messi's closest friends. He's still one of the best midfielders in the world. Was previously at Atleti in La Liga. He's going to be a huge factor for Argentina in the World Cup next summer. I don't hear Argentine manager Lionel Scaloni complaining about Rodrigo De Paul coming to MLS. Of course, some pundits want to run their mouth, but Scaloni kind of gave it its blessing of, are you going to be playing consistently? Are you going to be happy? Are you going to be in good form coming into the World Cup? Cool, we're good. I already know what you do. I don't need you to go show me anything. We get into this about Major League Soccer where you have these kinds of players choosing to come to the league. You have up-and-coming young talents who either make their name here or come here to make their name. You have homegrown talents. You have a wide range of influential players from 40 down to 16. It's unique in that regard. This is a huge opportunity for Major League Soccer right now in this window. And I think it was big to get Mueller, to get DePaul, to get Sonny because of what's coming next year with the World Cup. Let's talk about some other moves around the league as well. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking the summer transfer window in Major League Soccer, which ends on Thursday. Miami traded Drake Callender to Charlotte, which is kind of a weird move, although Drake Callender had been pushed to the side really as the number three goalkeeper in Miami. Could be up to $825,000 in this move in allocation money. Charlotte has one of the best goalkeepers in the league in Christian Kalina. I'm a little baffled as to what Charlotte's doing here. That's a lot of money for a backup goalkeeper, unless he's not going to be a backup goalkeeper soon. I don't know. Fafapico could be going to Montreal, according to reports. Miami is trying to get Gonzalo Piovi from Cruz Azul, but they're struggling to fit him under their salary cap, and they're also looking at getting some extra depth on the wing. The big news of the day is the Colorado Rapids. They're in talks to sign Paxton Aaronson for what would potentially be a club record deal. Aaronson has just started his second full season with Eintracht Frankfurt in the Bundesliga. He's 21 years old. He's the younger brother of Brandon Aaronson. Both came out of the Philadelphia Union Academy. Paxton played two seasons for Philadelphia, 37 appearances. He moved to Eintracht Frankfurt in January of 2023. He's played 14 times for their first team. He's played in the second team. He's been loaned to FC Utrecht. He's been loaned to Vitesse in the Netherlands. He had a great season in the Netherlands last year, highly rated in the Eredivisie, which is an attack-heavy league. Attack creation, progressive possession statistics. You can get into the analytics here and go deep into those kinds of stats. And he's been really, really good. And he's very similar to Georgi Mihailovic, who has left Colorado to go to Toronto, which is another blockbuster move in this window. If Colorado can get the deal done for Aaronson, they look like a team that could make some waves in the Western Conference. We saw how good they can be on Saturday night against Atlanta United. Rafael Navarro, the Brazilian forward, has been great for them over these past couple of seasons. If you add Paxton Aaronson to this group alongside Darren Yappe, who's been scoring goals for this team, and a really solid defense, a really solid construction of a team led by Chris Armas, the manager, this is a Colorado team that, again, might turn some heads when you get into the offseason if they get Paxton Aaronson. Now, the other moves that have kind of jumped out this week as the window's getting closer to closing, Minnesota United, they're trying to get three deals over the line. Dominic Fitz of Austria Vienna. They're trying to get Algerian international winger Bilal Brahimi from Nice in France. And they're trying to get South African international winger Relebohiel Mofokeng from the Orlando Pirates. That's three big moves from three very different parts of the world. Minnesota could be a very interesting locker room if they get all these deals done. Chicago has moved on from center back Carlos Terran. He's gone to Atletico Paranaense in Brazil in the second division. And it looks like they're trying to add Joel Waterman from Montreal, who's been a regular for Montreal since 2020. Maybe a little bit of a wash in that move, but maybe you get a little bit cheaper on the salary, possibly. Charlotte's been busy. They made the move for Drake Callender. They've also made a deal with Middlesbrough. Adilson Malanda is going to go to Middlesbrough, but not yet. It's an $8 million deal plus add-ons. There is a sell-on clause that Charlotte will keep. He will stay in Charlotte on loan until January. So that helps them in their playoff push. But let's talk about Atlanta United. It's been a busy summer window for the Five Stripes. You've had six players come in and six players go out. Just to recap, so you kind of know the state of play right now with Atlanta United. You've added two center backs, Andrea Mihai from Famalicão in Portugal and Juan Bertical on loan from Getafe through June 30th of next year. We've seen both of them now. Mihai got here first. Bertical struggled a little bit on Saturday, but he is going to be a player that will be pushing for starting minutes alongside Mihai. They've added Leo Afonso from Inter Miami in a trade. They've signed Steven Alzate from Hull City. I really like what we've seen from Alzate in very limited minutes so far. And then they added, accelerated the addition of Cooper Sanchez as a homegrown. That was going to happen next year. That got moved up. And Nick Sesek comes up to provide some extra depth at fullback for this team from Atlanta United too. That's the six additions, the outgoing side of the Atlanta United roster. Mateusz Klich was waived. He has ended up back in Poland with Cracovia. Efrain Morales was the biggest sale, $800,000 in GAM in total for Efrain. He is with Montreal now. Luis Abram was released via the contract buyout. He has signed with Sporting Cristal in his native Peru. And the last one was Derek Williams, who has been let go on a free transfer to Reading in England. The two loans for Atlanta United on the outgoing side, Noah Cobb to Colorado and Edwin Mosquera to Millonarios of Colombia. So six in, six out. What does this mean for Atlanta United this season? I mean, I don't know how much it means for this season, honestly. Where you are in the table, it is what it is. You've got to get better. Call fully fit. He's probably going to be about 60 to 70 minutes fit by the weekend. You've got to get Alzate fully fit. He might be 45 minutes fit by the weekend if you're lucky. To see what they can be, you've got to get those guys fully fit. So you want to see some games with Mihai, with Buttercall, with Alzate. Alfonso, Cooper Sanchez, Nick Sessek for this season, depth and guys who you want to see contribute. We've seen them with Atlanta United too over the weekend. You want to see them contribute, but they're more depth pieces. You're looking at three starters potentially in Buttercall, in Alzate, and in Mihai. The outgoing side, you've upgraded at center back, I think, in the long run. You've gotten younger from Luis Abram and Derek Williams. You haven't gotten younger from F. Ryan Morales and Noah Cobb, but you've added experience. You've kind of hit that sweet spot in the middle of veteran experience and age. That's what Mihai and Buttercall should be giving you. Maybe not the growing pains that you see from guys like Cobb and Morales, but younger legs than guys like Williams and Abram. Alzate is a big upgrade, I think, from what we saw from Mateusz Klich this season. Just never could really get going. I think the injury early on really made him struggle this year and just never got fully fit. And Mosquera is another one who dealt with injury issues and we just never saw the best of and could never stay healthy long enough to be a regular factor in the starting lineup. So that's the summer transfer window at MLS, at least up to this point, a little after 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. The window goes till Thursday. Will we see any other big surprises? Will we see anything else happen? Haven't heard about anything else potentially looming on the Atlanta United side, but while the window's open, business is open. So it could be very interesting. Other teams trying to get deals done. We'll recap all of it next week for you on AST. But coming up next on the show, I want to get into the U.S. men's national team, specifically about Paxton Aaronson coming back to the league. I want to talk about why this is a good thing for Paxton, just like it's a good thing for Matt Turner coming back to the league. I want to get into all that and talk about where the U.S. men's national team is before the three fall windows as they prepare to host next summer's World Cup. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight on Atlanta on 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We talked MLS summer transfer window in segment number one. Let's talk about the U.S. men's national team here in segment number two. You don't have any competitive matches between now and the World Cup. Mauricio Pochettino, I think, ultimately learned a lot this summer with the Gold Cup after some poor friendlies. I think he might have added to his depth chart with where things are right now. And maybe cross some names off of the depth chart as well. I know all the talk at the moment seems to be about Christian Pulisic and Tim Weah being big meanies for saying things back to a lot of former U.S. men's national team players who have criticized them. It's crazy when you have pundits who criticize current players, and then when the current players say, hey, wait a minute, and have valid responses. I think Christian Pulisic was very upset by pundits, and you're talking quite a few, actually. I mean, I don't even know how many different names to drop in this portion, but a lot of people who would say the U.S. men's national team currently doesn't have as much heart, or they're not playing hard enough, and those kinds of things. He said it's a cop-out, and I would agree with him. And I've said that on this show before when we talk about fans who complain about effort from players. It's very, very rare that you see effort being an issue for real, not just saying something to criticize, like legitimately. It's very rare that you see that. Tim Weah did say it was evil what some of the former players, now pundits, have said about Pulisic and others. And look, maybe that's a little harsh. Evil is probably a word I wouldn't have used. But Weah talked about how some of these folks will criticize on TV or on podcasts and then want to be buddy-buddy in the locker room or in stadiums. And that's not cool. Christian Pulisic's dad joined the fray, and he talked about how, you know, these are people who are trying to get ratings or clicks or views or what have you. And that's true. That's valid. I think it's really gotten away from what we should be talking about here. And I think it's entirely self-created by people on the outside of where things are with the U.S. men's national team. Obviously, you want them to win. I think everybody wants them to win in this country. Everybody who's a fan of the game and a fan of the national team in this country should want them to win and want them to do well. I wonder sometimes if some of the voices and or influencers in the U.S. men's national team online presence really do want them to succeed, because probably you have more content if they don't, right? And I feel like at times there's a rooting interest against it. And I feel like at times in that sphere of what the U.S. men's national team online fan base / influencer / online media is, so often it is extremely negative. It's extremely toxic. It's extremely hateful. And it's extremely anti-Major League Soccer, which is absolutely absurd. And here's the comparison that I'll make for you. Argentina is your defending world champions. Argentina doesn't have many players who play in Argentina or in South America, for that matter. it's the nature of the business. You have more players for the U.S. men's national team who play in MLS than you do in Argentina, in a Brazil, in Colombia, although you have quite a few who do play domestically in Colombia. You go down the rankings in South America, you might have more who play domestically. But Argentina is the gold standard right now. They have all the trophies. They have the Copa America. They have the Finalissima. They have the World Cup. They have it all. You don't have the anti-Argentine league feeling in Argentina. The domestic league is celebrated and beloved. And yes, you can watch your players that go on to Europe and play in Europe. And you can watch your Champions League games. And you can watch them play in their domestic leagues. And it's wonderful. And then you can watch your local team. And it's also wonderful. We're going to talk about it in the 3-4-3, but Racing and their Copa Libertadores, insane match tonight against Peñarol. I mean, scenes on scenes on scenes. It was wonderful. And these weren't the best of the best Argentine players in the world. They weren't. Go tell the fans that. Go tell the fans it doesn't matter because it's not the best. Go tell the fans. Go take what some say about the U.S. men's national team and what some say about MLS in that circle. Go take that and say it as an Argentine about the Argentine league in Argentina and see what happens. See how that goes. I can pretty much guarantee that it's not going to go well. That attitude's got to change here about Major League Soccer. Like I said in the first segment about the summer transfer window, Major League Soccer is such a unique league in the world where you get that combination of global superstars, of rising talents, of homegrown talents, of men's national team players from so many different countries, and just very good professionals. You get all of that in this league, and it's all important for teams to be successful, to have that right mix. When it comes to the U.S. men's national team, there's a lot of outcry from some, again, in certain circles, and I'm waiting to see what the pundits say and do about this, and maybe the memo has to go out first. I don't know. It feels like a lot of the opinions are the same across the board, which is very frustrating, and it's very, I don't think it helps. It feels like an echo chamber. Maybe once the word goes out on if this is good or bad that Paxton Aaronson might be coming back, maybe we'll get into it. I'll tell you why it's good. He's played 14 games for Eintracht Frankfurt. He's been loaned out twice. Yeah, he's done pretty well on loan. Going out on loan in this situation ahead of trying to break into a World Cup roster, because Paxton is not a guarantee to be on the roster for next summer. He could be. He's no guarantee. You need to go somewhere where you're going to be valued. Somebody who wants you. Somebody who's going to pay for you. Club record fee to pay for you. Somebody who's going to give you the reins and say, carry us to glory. You want to be a star? Come be a star. Don't just be a squad player. And a lot of people have taken shots about Michael Bradley and Jozy Altidore coming back to MLS before the 2014 World Cup and then trying to say that they weren't very good. That wasn't the case in 2014. People need to stop twisting history to suit bad narratives. Michael Bradley went from being a third out of, I think, four or five central midfield rotation for two spots at Roma in the year leading up to the World Cup. He went from being that, where he might have played 25, 30 games, maybe, if the rotation stays actually rotating. He went from that to coming back and being the man in Toronto. And being expected to play like the man. You want players who are going to be all the things that people are shouting about. All the things about X-Dog and being tough and all the nonsense. You want that? Have these guys come back and lead a team. Not just make up the numbers and be the happy to be here guy and get some minutes sometimes. If you're playing a life, if you're Christian Pulisic at Milan, and you're scoring in the Coppa Italia in your first competitive game of the year, and you are expected to carry that team, yes, you stay. If you're Tim Weah and you're valued and brought into Marseille, yes, you stay and you play and you do well. If you're not playing, don't stay because it looks pretty on a CV and it impresses somebody with an egg avatar. The depth chart right now, Matt Turner's in this situation. Matt Turner is on loan with the New England Revolution, and we talked about it all summer. He had to go somewhere to play. He wasn't playing. He went to Europe, and he barely played. He's hardly played. He wasn't going to play this year. He had to move, and then it became one of the dumbest moves you could ever find. He went to Lyon. He was bought by John Textor at Lyon before he got shoved out the door. Textor did his owner friend at Nottingham Forest a solid for buying Matt Turner and getting him off of the Nottingham Forest books. And then when Textor got pushed out the door, the new people at Lyon were like, we don't want you. Don't even show up. And they loaned him to the New England Revolution. Should he have stayed at Lyon and I don't know, probably played for the reserve team? Would that have been better? Would that have made some people feel better about themselves? No, he needs to come back and play. And he's going to be expected to really carry that team. He's going to need a lot of help right now. Goalkeeper, he's battling. I don't know if he's definitely the number one. I think Matt Fries has staked a claim to it after the Gold Cup. I think Zach Steffen in Colorado maybe would have been that Gold Cup guy because he got hurt. Chris Brady is climbing. Patrick Schulte is climbing. You know, you've got a pretty wide open chase at goalkeeper, in my opinion. You look at center back. I think Chris Richards is absolutely established with Crystal Palace. He's going to be the guy. Cameron Carter-Vickers, probably going to be the guy next to him. Tim Ream, Mark McKenzie, they're going to push for that. Miles Robinson has an opportunity. He just signed a new deal at Cincinnati. He's got an opportunity to potentially climb. Austin Trusty has an opportunity to potentially climb at center back. But I think it's Richards and Carter-Vickers. Fullback, I think it's Sergiño Dest, who has started the year great with PSV, and Jedi Robinson. He's coming back from injury, but that should be your starting fullback duo. Joe Scally can play on either side. Then you've got some veterans like DeAndre Yedlin, Shaq Moore, Reggie Cannon. Marlon Fossey at Standard Liège has shown a little something at fullback on the right side. It's an opportunity for Caleb Wiley, who's on loan from Chelsea at Watford. Maybe he can climb back up that list at left back and be in the reserve sort of role. Holding midfield, Tyler Adams, Johnny Cardoso, Yunus Musa, Weston McKennie. Those are your four guys. Johnny Cardoso at Atleti now, huge opportunity for him, big time. And he's with the right kind of manager to get him ready for a World Cup and Diego Simeone. Tyler Adams is the heart and soul of this team, in my opinion. He's critical. Musa, McKennie, however you find that combo, and maybe it's going to be down to who's playing the best at the time. I think those four are going to be fighting for spots. You've got Luca De La Torre, Aiden Morris. You've got Josh Atencio maybe pushes his way up. But I think those four in the central midfield are pretty locked in. Attacking midfield winger, Gio Reyna is still sitting in Borussia Dortmund. And there's some people who yell that he should come to Major League Soccer. He was in New York City's academy before his father, the sporting director at New York City at the time, Claudio Reyna, did not sign him to an NYC deal and had him go directly to Borussia Dortmund. So he did not help his employers by signing a homegrown deal with NYC, which was very strange all the way around, in my opinion. But Gio Reyna's barely played. But I guess that Borussia Dortmund contract and logo next to his name looks pretty. He's got to go somewhere. Parma reportedly is trying to get him, but it doesn't seem like they're all that motivated to get it done. Pulisic's going to be key to this team. Weah's going to be key to this team. Brendan Aaronson could be key to this team. Diego Luna, I think, is key to this team. Maybe Jack McGlynn. Maybe Malik Tillman. Musa can play a little bit higher up the field. McKennie could play higher up the field. You know, when you're talking about Pulisic and Weah, you're talking about guys who can play on the wing as well and what this looks like with Luna and where guys are on the wing or where they are as a 10. Or do you play three central midfielders because you have Cardoso and Adams and McKennie who could all play, and then you put Pulisic on one side and Weah on the other side? That could work, especially against some opponents at the World Cup. Beyond Pulisic and Weah and maybe Luna on the wing, you've got Alejandro Zendejas at Club America, who's been very, very good. Griffin Yao, Matko Miljevic, who has been very good in Argentina at Huracan. Kevin Paredes, if he could stay healthy. I really like Zendejas, and I hope he can get his way back into it. And then strikers wide open. wide open, about like goalkeeper. And it's not good that the front and the back of this team are wide open. Josh Sargent has been great for Norwich City, but he has not produced for the national team. Ricardo Pepi, he's being looked at as being the guy at PSV. Can he stay healthy and be that guy? Because injuries have hurt him. Valerian Balogun, injuries have hurt him, and I don't think he's been effective enough with the national team. Patrick Adjiman, everybody wanted to yell about him. Maybe they won't now that he's going to be playing in England. Maybe they'll stop yelling because Charlotte won't be next to his name and an English club will be next to his name. Maybe that'll change. I don't know. Brian White, they'll yell because Vancouver's next to his name. But Brian White has been really good this year. Wide open at striker. Absolutely wide open at striker. I think it's pretty wide open at goalkeeper. Maybe Matt Turner's got a half step ahead. Guys got to play. And if that means coming to Major League Soccer to play, they need to come to Major League Soccer and play. They don't need to sit on a bench in Europe to prove that they are a top-level talent. Because if you're sitting on a bench, you're not proving to anybody that you're a top-level talent. You're sitting on a bench, and you're getting rusty. And that's the last thing that the national team and Mauricio Pochettino need coming into a World Cup year. Paxton Aaronson, he wants to climb that ladder and get into that conversation and making the roster and impacting games. He needs to play. He needs to be expected to carry a team. And the Colorado Rapids might be putting that expectation on Paxton Aaronson. That'll do it for this segment. We'll come back with the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, and three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Y'all know how we end the show by now. It's the 3-4-3. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines from anywhere around the world, and three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. And one of those things is not the conversation around the U.S. men's national team right now. On the local side, Atlanta United, too, they made me smile a lot on Sunday night. A big 1-0 win over Crown Legacy in Kennesaw. Such a good goal with Cooper Sanchez involved in it. with Gabriel Wiese, who's an academy winger who is lighting things up and improving every single game, cutting the ball back to Patrick Weah, who's gotten healthy and is very confident right now scoring goals. Really good goal, really good performance to get the clean sheet. Atlanta United 2 is 4 points out of a playoff spot with 2 games in hand. Big opportunity for the Twos to fight their way into a playoff spot. And I loved seeing so many young players feature in this match. Santiago Pita and Didi Cibrian were your central midfield duo playing in a 3-4-2-1. And they both looked like seasoned professionals, even though it was their second starts each at the MLS Next Pro level. Great win for interim coach for Jose Silva, who took over from Steve Cook earlier in the summer. Big time opportunity for Atlanta United 2, who go on the road Saturday in Orlando. We'll have that match, the radio call of it, on the SDH network on Saturday night. Number two, on the local side, women's college soccer is underway. The D1s are underway. They are a week in. We'll get you updated on the D1 teams from around the state. Georgia, they narrowly lost to number 8 UCLA last Thursday, 1-0 in the opener. They followed that up with a 6-0 rout of the University of Albany on Sunday. Two big games, two big teams coming to Athens this weekend. On Thursday, it's number 12, North Carolina, one of the storied programs in any college sport. North Carolina women's soccer has won more national championships than anybody else. They're number 12 in the country right now. They're playing in Athens on Thursday night. Sunday, it will be Michigan come into town for a noon kickoff. Second, Georgia State, Aaliyah Fadul had 3 assists in their opener. Hina Suzuki had 3 goals in that opener, a 7-0 win over Truett McConnell last week. Then they followed that up with a narrow loss at Furman on Sunday night, 2-1, a great goal from Sania Tucker for the Panthers in that one as they tried to come back in the second half. They'll host West Georgia on Thursday night at the GSU Soccer Complex. Georgia Southern, they split 2 games last week. They will host a big one on Sunday. Number 13, Arkansas, coming to Statesboro Sunday afternoon. Mercer watched a good bit of it on Thursday night. They battled. They had that scoreless pretty late into it in Stillwater, but they gave up 2 goals late, lost 2-0 at number 22, Oklahoma State, last Thursday. The Bears are going to host Presbyterian and West Georgia this week in Macon. Kennesaw State, just horrible luck due to weather. Both of their games on the road last week were canceled due to storms. They'll hoot and shoot in their opener on Thursday against Memphis before traveling to Auburn for a match on Sunday afternoon. Men's D1s get started this week. Georgia State, they'll start their season on the road Thursday night at USC Upstate. Mercer, they'll host Oglethorpe from D3 on Thursday night. Then they'll host Evansville on Sunday. Georgia Southern, they'll travel to Charlotte for the opener on Thursday before hosting UNC Wilmington in Statesboro on Sunday. Doubleheader for Georgia Southern with the women hosting Arkansas and the men hosting UNC Wilmington. Let's get into the headlines from all around the world. Let's start in South America. The Copa Libertadores, round of 16, second legs are this week. 3 of them were tonight. I'll give you the easy ones first. Not easy. Nothing's easy in CONMEBOL. But Vélez, they booked their place in the quarterfinals with a 2-0 win in Argentina tonight over Fortaleza of Brazil. Pretty comfortable. Sao Paulo, not comfortable, but they got through. They beat Atlético Nacional. It was scoreless after the first leg. Sao Paulo had the lead in the first half of the second leg. Atlético Nacional leveled it, went to penalties, and Sao Paulo ended up getting it done. They will advance. Racing and Peñarol, chaos. Scoreless after the first leg. Okay, that was the prelude. This game was in Argentina. Had about 5,000 fans come from Uruguay who are Peñarol hinchas, hardcore fans. The game was insane. I mean, you had 2 players from Racing's bench get sent off, if that tells you anything. That doesn't happen in every match. It happened twice. In this one, the game just started crazy. 7th minute goal for Racing to take the lead, to level it in on, or to go ahead on aggregate. Then Peñarol, they scored in the 15th minute to make it 1-1. then, the aggregate, Peñarol won the first leg. So they had the lead coming in. Rossing scored first. That made it 1-1. No away goals. None of that matters in CONMEBOL. Peñarol restored their lead in the 15th minute. Kind of got a little chaotic there. Marcos Rojo, who's come over to Rossing from Boca, he scored. VAR stepped in and called a foul on him, which was absolutely correct. Rossing scored in the 83rd minute to get it back level, and it looked like it was going to go to penalties until very, 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 very late. 94th minute, there were initially 4 minutes shown of stoppage time. You'd already had Rossing bring on a goalkeeper for penalties. But before that happened, before the substitutions, you had a foul called. That allowed the substitutions. Foul was a free kick out wide on the right. And it was as good of a ball as you will ever see from Gaston Meritarena. He put it to the back post. Powerful header from Franco Pardo. Buried it. Rossing then held on because Peñarol had chances at the very, very end to get something out of it. They had a free kick from the top of the arc. They had a corner. It was chaotic, but Rossing ended up holding on to win it. Just one of the most fun games that I've seen in a long time. Tomorrow, Estudiantes, they have a 1-0 lead going back to La Plata as they host the Paraguayans Cerro Porteño. Flamengo, they won their home leg 1-0. Now they have to go across the country to Internacional, fellow Brazilian club, to try to hold that lead in the second leg. Botafogo going into Thursday's games, they have a 3-0 lead. They're going to Ecuador to play Liga de Quito. They should be fine. Palmeiras, they have an even bigger league to hold, a 4-0 lead. They did that on the road in Peru. They get to go back home to try to make that one stand up against Universitario. They'll be fine. The big game on Thursday is in Buenos Aires as River hosts Libertad. Scoreless draw in Paraguay in the first leg of that one. That will be very tension-filled at El Monumental. Number two on the headlines, the Premier League. The cumulative spending in the summer transfer window in the Premier League, I think now is up to $3.12 billion. 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 2.31 billion pounds. The record for a single transfer window is 2.36 billion pounds. That was set two summers ago. That's going to be smashed. Premier League has spent more than the other big four leagues in Europe combined. Clubs in the Premier League have spent 1 billion plus pounds more than they've raised in sales. Three biggest Premier League signings this summer came from the Bundesliga. Florian Wirtz from Leverkusen to Liverpool. Hugo Ekitike from Eintracht Frankfurt to Liverpool. Benjamin Šeško from RB Leipzig to Manchester United. Now, Liverpool has spent crazy, and they might spend more as they're trying to get Mark Gahey and maybe trying to force a move for Alexander Isak of Newcastle. They could spend more than $300 million this year, but they've brought in over $200 million. So, I mean, can't really hate on it too much. Serie A is the top spending league outside of the Premier League. Italian clubs have spent £783 million. That's less than the net spend of the Premier League, never mind the total spend. And there's still big transfers looming with Isak, with maybe Gianluigi Donnarumma going from PSG to somewhere. Others could get very interesting over the next couple weeks. The transfer window in Europe closes September 1st. Mentioned it before, the MLS transfer window closes on Thursday. You still could see some outgoing moves from MLS to European clubs after the window closes, incoming here in MLS. Number three on headlines, Leagues Cup, the quarterfinals tomorrow night, Miami and Tigres. Toluca playing Orlando in California. Seattle playing Puebla. LA Galaxy playing Pachuca. Let's go in order. Miami and Tigres. This is a big one. Miami went 2-0-1 in their three games in the preliminary phase. Tigres is outstanding. They added Angel Correa, who scored four goals so far in the Leagues Cup. Juan Bruneta is one of the standout midfielders in the competition. He's got three assists. Lionel Messi, it's not sure if he's going to be able to play. He'd been out due to injury, came back and played 45 minutes off the bench in a 3-1 win over the Galaxy on Saturday. Had a goal, had an assist. Didn't look very happy afterwards. And I don't think he's trained this week. So it's going to be down to kind of how he's feeling tomorrow. We'll see. Toluca and Orlando was interesting because reports out of Today NA in Mexico had Toluca ready to walk out of the tournament because Orlando didn't want to go to California. They wanted to host the game. Toluca was the best placed team of the four Liga MX teams in the quarterfinals. And according to the competition rules, they got to pick where they wanted to play. And they picked Carson, California. So Orlando, eventually, everything got done, and they now have to go to Carson to play this match tomorrow. Orlando, led by Martin Ojeda, who has been incredible this year, 17 goals, 18 assists across all competitions. He's got a goal contribution in 15 consecutive matches in all competitions. Luis Muriel has come to life during the League's Cup. Then he dominated in the Florida Derby route of Inter Miami. Orlando's attack is flying right now. It's going to be a fun match with Toluca tomorrow night. Seattle and Puebla. Seattle's the only team who won all three games of anybody in the preliminary phase of the League's Cup. Puebla, they had a coaching change after the weekend where Martin Bravo is the new interim manager. Pablo Guede was let go after back-to-back losses in league play. LA Galaxy and Pachuca, this is everything the Galaxy have. I mean, they're not going to the playoffs. 16-game winless streak to start the year. They're not getting out of that. 8 games left. They are 16 points below the line. This is their season. Pachuca, though, is the best team in Liga MX, so it will not be easy for the Galaxy. Number 4, Marseille. The manager, Roberto De Zerbi, he's told Adrian Rabiot and Jonathan Rowe they will never play for the club again. The two players were involved in a physical altercation following their season-opening loss on Friday to Rennes. They've both been put on the transfer list. They have until September 1st to find a new team. After the game, Marseille played with 11 against 10 for an hour and could not win. After the game in the locker room, Rabiot accused Rowe of a lack of commitment. According to sources, they insulted one another in front of the whole squad and then got physical with each other. De Zerbi was already frustrated with Rabiot. Rowe had already been offered out to various clubs before the game with Rennes. Felt like this was all coming anyway. Marseille been a mess coming into this season. The club put out a video. They did a documentary about their season last year, and they put out a portion of the video on social media with De Zerbi, their manager, just openly insulting and bullying Canadian international Ismail Kone. It was so over the top. I think they were trying to prove that Kone either wasn't committed or wasn't good enough or whatever, but it just made De Zerbi look bad. It just made him look like a bully. It's a crazy situation. Marseille's crazy. De Zerbi's a little crazy. Maybe a genius in terms of tactics, but that left a bad taste in my mouth. Now you've got this with players fighting each other in the locker room. Yeah, Marseille. It's going to be a weird season in Ligue 1 for them. Three things that make me smile quickly. Santiago Pita and getting to see a player come into Atlanta United, play with the academy earlier in the or late last fall, and then earn his way into Atlanta United 2 minutes. And now training with the first team and turning heads in training sessions, Santiago Pita is just a fun player to watch. He's everything you want in a young player. Fearless, cocky in all the right ways, doesn't back down. He's not very big in terms of physical strength, but he plays very big because he's so good with the ball. Just a fun player to watch with Atlanta United 2 right now. Number 2 on things that make me smile, Alyssa Nair, the legendary U.S. Women's National Team goalkeeper, she scored her first goal ever in the NWSL, and it was in her 200th match. It tied things up in stoppage time for Chicago last night in Seattle. She put home a rebound. Just a crazy moment for Nair, as Chicago was down 3-0 and came back to tie at 3-3. And we'll stay with goalkeepers for number 3. Talked about him a lot during the Club World Cup. Fabio of Fluminense, 44 years old. He has now tied Peter Shilton's world record for matches played as a first-team professional, and he will break that with Fluminense's next match. He was great in the Club World Cup. I don't care how old he is. He's been great for Fluminense, and he was awesome this summer, and he's been good for them so far in Serie A in Brazil. That'll do it for me tonight. Thank you for spending some time with me on a little bit of Soccer Pirate Radio. AST will be back next Tuesday at 10. Don't forget Atlanta United Sunday pregame show will start with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz at 3:00. Kickoff will be just after 4:00. Atlanta United and Toronto from the Benz. Hope to see you there, or we'll be talking to you on the radio. Adios, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.